good shepherd, I am the way.
Welcome to the Wednesday Gathering, a live Christian Science teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We're delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive. Let's sing Feed My Sheep by the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy.
Shepherd, show me how to go o'er the hillside steep, how to gather, how to sow, how to feed thy sheep. I will listen for thy voice, lest my footsteps stray. I will follow and rejoice all the rugged way.
Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's message is, Good Shepherd, may I sing thy praise. I shall be reading from the Voice version of the Bible and from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. And from the Voice Bible, I'll be reading from Psalms, Matthew, 1 John, and John. The Bible, Psalms. Gather around, children. Listen to what I'm saying. I will teach you how to revere the eternal. If you love life and want to live a good long time, take care with the things you say. Don't lie or spread gossip or talk about improper things. Walk away from the evil things of the world and always seek peace. And pursue it. Matthew. Around that time, the disciples came to Jesus and questioned him about the kingdom of heaven. A disciple. In the kingdom of heaven, who is the greatest? Jesus called over a little child. He put his hand on the top of the child's head. Jesus, this is the truth. Unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. In that kingdom, the most humble, who are most like this child, are the greatest, and whoever welcomes a child welcomes her in my name, welcomes me. 1 John. You are my little children, so I am writing these things to help you avoid sin. If, however, any believer does sin, we have a high-powered defense lawyer, Jesus the Anointed, the Righteous, arguing on our behalf before the Father. I am writing to you, young people, because he has given you the power to conquer the evil one. I have written to you, my children, because you have known the Father. I have written to you, fathers and mothers, because you have known him, the Creator. I have written to you, young people, because the voice of God remains and is heard among you. Remember that you have conquered the evil one. If a spirit does not affirm the true nature of Jesus, the Anointed, then that spirit does not come from God, and is, in fact, the spirit of the Antichrist. You have heard about its coming. In fact, it is already active in the world. My children, you have come from God and have conquered these spirits because the one who lives within you is greater than the one in this world. My little children, keep away from idols. Jesus, while the light is with you, believe in the light, and you will be reborn as sons and daughters of the light. And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. It is possible, yea, it is the duty and privilege of every child, man, and woman to follow in some degree the example of the Master by the demonstration of truth and life, of health and holiness. If parents create in their babes a desire for incessant amusement, to be always fed, rocked, tossed, or talked to, those parents should not in after years complain of their children's fretfulness or frivolity, which the parents themselves have occasioned. Taking less thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, less thought for your body, what ye shall put on, will do much more for the health of the rising generation than you dream. That mother is not a Christian Scientist, and her affections need better guidance, who says to her child, "You look sick, you look tired, you need rest, or you need medicine." Laboring long to shake the adult's faith in matter, and to inculcate a grain of faith in God, an inkling of the ability of spirit to make the body harmonious, the author has often remembered our Master's love for little children, and understood how truly such as they belong to the heavenly kingdom. Willingness to become as a little child, and to leave the old for the new, renders thought receptive of the advanced idea. If Christian Scientists educate their own offspring spiritually, they can educate others spiritually and not conflict with the scientific sense of God's creation. This concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting.